Nation of January 2023 as National Radon Action Month in Story County.
Second.
So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Are we going to vote first or read it first? Read it after?
I think read it after it's official.
All right. Aye.
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 Aye. It is official. So what is the official proclamation?
Whereas many Story County residents may not be informed about radon, yet for the safety and health of their families need to know that radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring radioactive gas and is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, the second leading cause of lung cancer in smokers. And whereas the Environmental Protection Agency estimates 21,000 people in the U.S. die each year from lung cancer caused by indoor radon exposure. And radon kills more people than secondhand smoke, drunk driving, falls in the home, drowning, or home fires. And whereas a home may have elevated levels of radon, even if neighboring homes do not. And living in a home with an average radon level of 4 picocuries per liter of air poses a similar risk of developing lung cancer as smoking half a pack of cigarettes a day. And whereas testing is the only way to know if a home has an elevated radon level, and testing is easy and inexpensive, and when identified, homes can be fixed. And whereas University of Nevada Cooperative Extension, the Nevada Division of Public Behavioral Health, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency support efforts to encourage all Story County residents to test their homes for radon, mitigate elevated levels of radon, and have new homes built with radon-reducing materials and features. Now, therefore, we, the Story County Board of Commissioners, do hereby proclaim January 2023 as National Radon Action Month in Story County, Nevada.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. We are now officially ready to take action against radon. Moving on to item number 16, is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 17, which is discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to the fire chief and appropriate fire district staff, along with professional services regarding PDRs and bills proposed or anticipated in the 2023 Nevada legislative season and other, properly related matters. Fire Chief Longcar.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. As you know, we're back in the legislative season, and the fire district's always had some sort of an acting part in this as we're watching these bills and these BDRs that are being drafted that could have positive or negative effects on our operations. So this is just to basically get your input as I start getting information. This is opening the door for us to start communicating as we see these bills coming forth. And obviously, I want to be a lot more active in it than we have in the past, because as Story County is growing and we're transitioning into, a bigger group, we want better representation to ensure that we provide better services. So we're working with a lot of the same people that the county is, Walker and Associates, as well as there's certain lobbying groups that are available to me through the Northern Nevada Fire Chiefs, Western Nevada Fire Chiefs, and so forth, all the other associations which we work with. So right now, last I saw, I believe there's over 900 that are out there, so we're watching them closely. Mary Walker's been really good about highlighting ones that do have effects on us, getting them to us to evaluate them. It's still really early in the game. However, I just wanted to come forth and at least let you know that we are watching them. As they come up, ones that we're going to pay particular attention to, I'll bring them to the board. So you can opine on them as well as far as how we want to proceed with this at the district level. So this is just basically the introduction of that and let you know that we will be keeping a close eye on it. We will be very active this year during this legislative session. And I'm willing to answer any questions you may have.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Chief?
I have no questions, Chief, but I certainly agree. Story County has gained a prominence and a position here in the Northern Nevada region. In a leadership position. Our county has offered so much support, financial capabilities and employment capabilities that Story County has really found a place, if you will, in the front chair, in my opinion, in Carson City. And I think it's incumbent upon us that we keep keep our eyes open and our ears open, and we engage aggressively in everything that's going on in Carson City today, because certainly it can affect not only our own home, house, community, county, but also everything around us. And I applaud your efforts and your commitment to watch and work, and I certainly appreciate that approach very much.
Thank you much, Commissioner.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell.
Yeah, thank you. I feel very much the same. And I also think that we're somewhat, in many ways, we're uniquely positioned to provide some input and some wisdom, some experience, because we've had to deal with some things that no other counties have. And I think that applies just as much on the public safety side as it does on the county administration side. And so I'm definitely supportive of taking a more proactive role on the fire district side. One of my assignments on the county side is as a legislative representative, and if it's okay with both of you, I'm happy to extend that, and so that as there's boots on the ground, if you will, needed in between to support the fire chief in his efforts between our meetings, I'm happy to kind of play that same role with the fire district and just provide that support as much as I can, and then like the chief said, of course, anything that needs to be decided or direction given will come from the board as a whole. So just thought I would offer that. I think there are some very specific things that we have some opportunities to work on, and I think it makes a lot of sense to strategize those and make sure we get some good results out of those as best we can this session.
Exactly. And if I can just take just a moment and comment on that, I think it's a great stance for us, because I'm going to be working very closely with this man up here in front, because he's looking after the county's interest as well as I'm looking after the district's interest. So we share information. We try to let each other know what paths we're going, why we're doing it, and where we can support each other. So to have one of the board members there that's actually getting input firsthand and helping us in our process, it also opens the door for him to enforce the county's agenda a second time, and vice versa through the county side. So to have Commissioner Mitchell there as someone we can lean on to help us with some of our lobbying activities and digestion of these bills as they come out, I think is a positive thing for us.
All good. Yeah, I think we're definitely on the right path. Whoever ends up being the guy over there, as far as fire commissioners to help defend our position, I think is a great idea. So just keep on fighting a good fight. Is there any public comment about this?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make one comment, kind of separation, but in light of the elections for chairman of the board, commissioner, you're also now ex officio chairman of the board of fire commissioners.
Okay.
There is no vice chairman for the fire commissioner.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So is there any public comment regarding this item? No? All right. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, you want to entertain a motion?
Sure. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct the fire chief and appropriate district staff, along with professional services, to continue appropriate research, analyses, and action on BDRs and bills in the Nevada legislature, which will best protect and represent the district.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed unanimously.
Thank you,
Chief. Got a full plate this year.
Mr. Chairman, before we move on, Karen, did you catch the comments that Keith made there? He made them kind of under his breath.
Yeah, I didn't really catch them. I thought I'd catch them on the tape.
Okay.
But it sounded like he said that as the county commissioners, there's a vice chair, but as the fire district board, there is no vice chair.
That's true.
In a nutshell. Okay.
And the chairman of the board of county commissioners automatically becomes the chairman of the fire district.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Hindle becomes the clerk of the treasurer of the fire district.
And we're capturing this.
Yep. That's fine. It should be on the recording. If you have any issues,
okay,
Feel free to reach out.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to item number 18 is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board. Bringing us to item number 19, which is discussion only. Report of Public Works Department regarding roads and highways in Story County. Austin?
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record, Story County Manager. I'm speaking on behalf of Jason Wisberke, our Public Works Director. He is out dealing with problems all over the county with snow removal and highway stuff. So he asked me to read this into the record, if you don't mind. This is from Mr. Wisberke. It's his update. Snow removal and unmarked trench plates are killing us in the industrial park. We hit one of them at Italy about 9 o'clock a.m. or p.m. on New Year's Eve night and totaled a truck. What a trench plate is, you dig a trench, put a piece of metal over it. It's supposed to be permitted and marked, et cetera, and that may or may not have occurred in this case. And it's a real problem. So when you get a truck down, not only is that truck down, but then that truck is out of service for the rest of the county. We hit another unmarked trench plate the same evening over Wild Horse. Luckily, the blade popped up in the air, and that one didn't damage anything. The international plow that was used in the Highlands sucked off the road and almost rolled. We had a call in the two big rig wreckers to lift the truck up and back into the road. We're still assessing damage to the truck. It is currently out of service. The Ford F450 plow is out of service, as well as due to a high coil issue on the motor. My understanding is that vehicle will be back in the fleet here today. That part was ordered and it's came in. We have one functioning plow for Virginia City and the Highlands currently, but should be back to two at least by the end of today. And then there's one at the north end of the county as well, covering Tri-Center and Lockwood area and Painted Rock. My guys are tired, 24-hour ongoing responses with the snows, and we have been so far working that shift after shift on 10-hour rotations. Many long hours of plowing and trying to keep up on top of regular duties has and will take a toll on our short staffing. We're doing what we can with what we have. Everyone, please be patient. Trying to figure out a way to notify people that we oversee keeping the roads open and not plowing driveways or berms we leave in front of driveways. In other words, he's saying is, yes, there is an ice berm that gets put up in front of driveways. They do the best they can to run to the edge of the pavement, and they cannot go into people's driveways or onto private property. That's not allowable, but they are doing their best. I could tell you NDOT has been seeking services from Story County as well for C Street and other areas. We've been responding in those areas, covering what they're not able to with their extremely short staffing. And so we just really ask, and Jason does, if the folks in the community can just bear with us. Our Public Works is doing the best they can 24 hours to get all the areas across the county plowed. Then they'll come back later and do a lot of the detailed cleanup, but it does take time to do that.
Anything else, Austin?
No, thank you.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin?
No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions either. Is there any public comment for Austin? All right. Thank you again. Moving on to item number 20 is to adjourn to recess, to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 21, which is for discussion of possible action. It's for consideration of possible approval of business license second readings A through E. is there any public comment regarding business license second readings A through E? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item number 21, listed as A through E.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed unanimously. Welcome to Story County. Item number 22 is the last and final time for public comment. Is there any public comment out there today? Staff reports. Yeah. We'll scratch public comment. We'll go to staff reports. Pull up my staff report list. Start off with the Sheriff's Office.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. John Michael Mendoza, Sergeant for Story County Sheriff's Office. And as everybody knows, we have a new sheriff in town. So officially, the only thing I can tell you this weekend, we all been very busy. I couldn't really give you details. All I know, the deputies were back and forth, and because of the communications, it was hard to communicate with them. On the Lockwood side, we had a couple of families that were stranded. Through the community outreach, we were able to get them to the warming centers and or families, whatever applicable. But so far, we're doing okay. The Lago Mesino Canyon is still at acceptable levels, and so does the Truckee. As of this morning, the USA Parkway was a complete sheet of ice, and the deputy had to close several streets up in Venice areas, around Venice and Italy, if anybody's familiar with it. Pretty steep roads and several tractor trailers jackknife. And in the Highlands, I guess you guys probably know more about it than I do. And pretty much that's all I have. Unless you guys have any specific questions, I would have to get back to you for the answers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Gimmon, you have any questions for Secretary Mendoza?
I have no questions. The only thing is my condolences, because I believe you have a lot more coming. Looks to me like we have 2 weeks worth of storms lined up.
Yes.
And so we haven't seen the last of this. Thank you for all the efforts.
Our pleasure. We'll continue working on it. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that report.
Good night, guys.
All right. Story County Fire District, Chief Lonkar.
Good evening again, Commissioners. I'll make this real brief. We are definitely watching the next storm come in. Through this storm, I'm with the power outages, we had a structure fire on top of that, multiple gas leaks, medicals. Not just fire district, but all county staff is just taxed right now. So we are watching the weather coming up. I won't opine too much on Ms. Mather's emergency management statement. However, we're well behind the scenes developing plans to, like I said, deal with this better. We got our stress. We figured some things out. We're putting in appropriate measures to deal with it better. So that's the only comment I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jeremy?
Thank you, Chief.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Are you handling anything for Jason Austin? Is there anything else?
This time, I'll wrap it up in the mind. Thank you.
Okay. Project Coordinator Mike Northans, not here. Don't see Becky Parsons. Communication. Looks like somebody got demoted from two jobs to one. Business Development Director Laura Mather. Congratulations.
Laura Mather, for the record, Business Development Officer and nothing else.
Officer. I'll change that.
So even though we have a new emergency management director who Austin will be introducing, I just want to make sure everybody knows that I'm not going to abandon the poor man. We will continue. I will work closely with him as we get through this current event and then as he transitions into the position. So I want to mirror what the commissioners have said already, and that is what an amazing job the county staff has done coming together to get through this, and our citizens as well. I've been able to reach out to citizens and say, hey, can you please help me get this word out or that word out? And it's just been great, everybody coming together. It's been a great experience. And I also want to reiterate what Austin said, is that is everybody please be patient with us. We are on DEM calls once a day, every day since this started. Everybody is short-staffed. Everybody's kind of having difficulty dealing with the magnitude of this being both the snow and the power outage. So we are continuing to monitor that. I am on my phone or my computer constantly getting updates on the power outages, on the weather. Last time I looked before this meeting, NV Energy is still expecting to get the rest of, there are three spots in Virginia City that are still showing us outages that's still being estimated at being fixed this evening. I think the latest of the three was at 7 o'clock this evening. Fingers crossed that will be up. We're monitoring the weather as well. the DEM call this morning at 10. They did talk about this. Basically, we're going to have severe weather all the way through January. They are not estimating it at all as being as severe as what we just went through. So there is talk about rain as well. They were pretty specific during the meeting that they are not estimating flooding, major flooding. So they are estimating some possible flooding in sort of the problem areas that are low-lying, the valleys, Carson City, you know, the East Fork of the Walker River. So they're kind of estimating flooding on those areas and sort of the problem areas. So the areas that have not been cleared, that are not ready for this type of event. But that has been my major concern. That's why every time I'm in a meeting, I keep confirming, okay, guys, we're not expecting flooding, right? And talking directly with the meteorologists at the National Weather Service in Reno, they are not estimating that. So, again, fingers crossed on that. You know, again, I'm happy to answer any questions, but we are all working together. We're monitoring this. We're doing the best that we can to help our citizens. We cannot stress enough for the residents to continue to look after each other. If you can help your neighbor, if you've got a snowplow or a snowblower or whatever and your neighbor doesn't, you know, let's help out and just be prepared. This has been a huge learning experience. I try to learn from all of my experiences in life, and I think, you know, I saw some problem areas, and we will get those fixed. This will help us address where we're sort of lacking. As soon as we have time and we get through this particular event, we'll have what's called in the emergency management world a hot wash, and that's where we all get together. We're going to talk about the problems that we had. You know, what does the county need to get through this type of event in the future? Where does the county, you know, need to get better? Also for our citizens, where did we see that citizens really needed help, where they need better education on how to prepare? So we will definitely address all of those issues in our meeting and get us through this event and better prepared for the events that come. End of my report.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura?
The only thoughts I have, Laura, it's interesting. I know that the county's under a phenomenal amount of pressure to take care of our residents, health, safety, welfare, flooding, and everything else. And I'm sure we'll come through that with the kind of effort and the teamwork and the conscientious effort that we have among our staff and everyone. I sit here and I think that this is the most incredible snow event I think I can remember in 30 years. I go back to when the valley was full, and I think it was 30 years ago when we had a similar event. But the only bright news, if there's any on the horizon, will be the water reports that we get here in the next couple of months. And so maybe the drought has solved itself a tiny bit, and that's the only bright light on the horizon. But thank you for all the effort and the report.
Thank you. I have to agree with you. As I'm trudging through the snow, I keep thinking about how wonderful this summer is going to be.
We have water.
Chairman, do you have any questions for Laura?
I don't have any questions, although, you know, the funny thing is what I don't understand is when we have a lot of water, they say that leads to a lot of vegetation and a bad fire season. And when we don't have a lot of water, that leads to drought and a bad fire season. So I'm afraid we might have a bad fire season either way. Maybe we'll hit that perfect balance where it's